And away we go once again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program by the folks who know and live the word habitat each and every day, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Before we talk about habitat, I got a little thought regarding this coming weekend. If you mention opening weekend to somebody and that person has no idea what you're talking about, that person's most likely not from South Dakota. I shot my first pheasant when I was 12. I still remember every detail. It was on the farm upon which I grew up, and in 1952, bird numbers were limited. We had few trees or pheasant-friendly habitat. Then in the mid-40s, the government began tree planting programs. In 1956, the soil bank program was implemented. A few years later, we had birds everywhere. I would add, this year looks like it could be pretty darn good. On that topic, I want to remind the listener and visitors to our state that the South Dakota Corn Growers and Pheasants Forever are partnering in a project designed to restore vegetation to unproductive soil that has high saline or sodic, and in turn establish habitat for pheasants and other wildlife. The partnership is the first of its kind in our state. Each organization has pledged $100,000 toward the soil health program. The NRCS tells us that this little state has 2 million acres impacted by saline sodic soils and an additional 10 million acres classified as threatened. As you know, shelter belts are a terribly important part of conservation and habitat for wildlife. Interestingly, tree planting began in earnest in 1944. Since that time, nearly 277,000 acres of field, farmstead, and feedlot windbreaks on 155,000 farms and ranches has been blessed by trees. It's our farm and ranch friends who make it happen. We say thanks. Hey, it's a great week for a team of grain buyers from Taiwan to visit South Dakota. South Dakota Corn is partnering with the U.S. Grains Council in hosting this team of buyers who will visit several farms, a local grain elevator, the Poet Ethanol Plant in Minchell, and the Poet headquarters, plus several specialists from South Dakota State. I wonder if they've ever pursued the fabled ringneck. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you guys be safe and thanks for what you do.